Hello, everyone. So, some of you know that I've been going back to school, and that's been interesting and fun. And some of that fun is being surrounded and interacting with all of the young co-eds that are in my classes. And so that sort of sparked this idea for this fantasy that's been rattling around in my brain, and I'm gonna try and turn it into an audio here, so we'll see how it goes. And I hope you enjoy it. So you and I have been taking sort of the same track of classes, and this is our second quarter being in the same class, and we formed a pretty easy friendship and become study buddies. And a lot of times we end up hanging out at a restaurant or around the school, sometimes in the library. But the last couple of times we've hung out at your apartment for some late night study cramming. And we have a lot of fun in between the hard study and talking about the things that are different in our tastes because of our age difference. The different movies that we like. Me trying to get you to watch The Breakfast Club or Say Anything. You trying to convince me that Kevin Costner is a decent actor. On this particular night, we're at your apartment, and we're both sitting on the floor. My back's against your couch, and we've got textbooks and papers and pens, charts and diagrams scattered out all along the floor. And you're nice and comfy, just wearing a pair of pink sweats and a white V-neck t-shirt. Hair's pulled back in a ponytail. You've got these ridiculously large, fluffy slippers on your feet. And we've been going at it for a while and quizzing each other and working through these study guides, and we're definitely due for a break. And we end up talking about music. And you're rattling off all these bands that I've never heard of before. And you asked me if you can see my iPhone, see my playlist, see what kind of music I like to listen to. I say, sure. I slide my phone over to you and I ask if I can do the same, and you hand me your phone. We're both sitting there perusing each other's playlists, and you're laughing, giggling a little bit at all the 80s music I have in mind. Guns N' Roses and Def Leppard, Madonna. I still don't recognize half the bands that I'm reading on your phone. We're going back and forth like this, bantering, having a good time. And you're telling me about different concerts you went to, and which of the bands are your favorite, and what songs I should listen to. As I'm scrolling through, I come to a playlist that I immediately recognize the titles of all the songs or the titles of a lot of my audios. The artist's name of Mirage. And I look over at you and I casually ask you, who's this? Sounds like a techno group or something. And you look over at me and your face turns beet red. And I know your heart's probably hammering in your chest at a million miles an hour. And your mind racing, trying to figure out how you're going to answer that question. And you tell me something about, it's a friend of yours and it's this amateur podcast thing that he does. It's not all that interesting, but it's not music. Sounds a little forced, but you're really hoping that I'll buy it. And I just shrug my shoulders and pretend like it's no big deal and slide your phone back to you, and I can almost see the relief on your face that I didn't pursue it further. That I didn't want to listen to the podcast. You hand me back my phone and we get back to studying and kind of forget about that near miss. The fact that you would be mortified and dying inside if I'd actually listened. We study for a while longer and reach another point where we need a little bit of a break. And I look over at you and I say, hey, you want to know a secret? And you look at me a little quizzically, ask me what kind of secret. I say, well, I'm going to tell you something that not a lot of people know. And you look at me a little bit intrigued. I say, but for this secret, you're going to have to close your eyes. And you laugh a little bit, asking me if I'm serious. And I say, yeah, just trust me. You've known me long enough now. I'm not going to do anything weird. Just close your eyes. So kind of get yourself a little bit more comfortable on the floor and hands are resting on your thighs and you're sitting there Indian style. And you close your eyes. All right, now make sure you don't open them. You kind of hear me shifting a little bit and I move so that I'm kneeling right in front of you. And you're wondering, what the heck is going on? What kind of secret could I possibly be telling you? All right, are you ready? You kind of nod your head. All right, here goes. So I've met this girl in my class. And she's really, really hot. And I've been studying with her a lot. And this one night, I was at her apartment. She was wearing this V-neck t-shirt. these pink sweats and these fuzzy slippers. And I couldn't take my eyes off of her. Every time she would smile or laugh, I'd feel my cock twitch just a little bit. I barely finished that sentence, and I can see your face flushing red again. Your eyes snapping open, wide, staring right into my eyes as I kneel there in front of you, and your mouth opens in this silent, "Oh my God," because you recognize that voice. You've listened to it so many times, and there you don't know what to say, and you just get more embarrassed, and your face gets more red. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. This one's just for you. And you slowly squeeze your eyes shut again, and I can see your fingers digging into your sweats as you ball them up into little fists. And I shift again and I move around so that I'm on my knees behind you. I'm not touching you, but I move just close enough that my lips are right next to yours. So, this girl is really, really hot girl. That I've been thinking about so much. I finally decided that I wanted her. That I wanted to touch her. That I wanted to feel her body. And I can see you tensing just a little bit. You can feel my warm breath right there against your ear and your neck. And then you feel one of my hands slowly slipping around. My fingers toying with the bottom of your t-shirt. Slowly sliding it up and brushing my fingertips across the smooth, soft skin of your belly. My lips still right there. So fucking bad. You feel my fingers sliding up underneath your tee. Higher and higher until they're just brushing the undersides of your breasts. You exhale. Didn't even realize you were holding your breath, but you were. And I scoot a little bit further forward, my knees sliding to either side of your legs and your hips. And you can feel my crotch right up against your lower back. You can feel how hard my cock is pressing through my jeans. And my hand moves up higher and it cups one of your breasts. You're not even wearing a bra tonight because it's just casual and comfortable. We're just studying. My teeth lightly nibble at your earlobe. My other hand circles around the other side of your waist. But this one doesn't go up inside your t-shirt. It starts to slip down inside the front of those sweats. I'm going to make you feel so fucking good. You can feel my cock throb, pressing against you as you start to go a little bit limp and your back slides back against my chest and your head tilts back against my shoulder. And you start making these delicious little moans. Your nipples getting stiff. One of them pushing into the palm of my hand. My other hand slips further down inside those sweats. Down inside your little panties. Until I feel that slick, wet, young pussy. You make this soft little whimper and my finger slowly rubs over your clit. One of your hands reaches up and covers mine over your t-shirt but against your breast. And you're so wet. Do you get this wet when you listen to my audios? Do you get this wet when you play with your little pussy for me? It's all you can do to just nod your head. You can't believe this is actually happening. My finger slides off your clit, moves down against those wet folds, and slowly pushes into that tight, tight pussy. My middle finger just sinking inside of you, all the way until I can, until I can palm your pussy in my hand. Start to stroke with that finger. My hand on your breast, sliding so I can take that nipple between my thumb and my finger, and I lightly tug at it, twist at it. And feel my teeth lightly graze at your neck. I saw the top of your playlist. Quick and Dirty. Angry Sex. Punished. large and rough. You like the dirty ones, don't you? The hard ones. The ones where I just use you. I can feel your body shuddering in my arms as you collapse back against me. Your breathing is more shallow and rapid. And you're so wet, but still so tight. It's difficult, but I slowly start to get another finger inside of that tight little pussy. I've got two fingers inside you now, and I'm stroking them, curling them, keeping you pressed back against me. My hand sliding across to your other breast, squeezing it. And the whole time, you haven't opened your eyes, you've just got them squeezed shut. You're losing yourself in the pleasure of my fingers working your pussy. Oh, fuck. That's it. Squeeze that little pussy on my fingers. That's a good girl. That's a good little girl. You can feel that my cock is getting even harder. It's straining against my jeans as it rubs back and forth against your lower back, as your hips rock in time with my fingers pumping in and out of your little pussy. I'm biting again at your neck. I'm bringing my lips back to your ear. Do you want me to fuck you? You let out another little whimper. I can see you nod your head again. You can't even find your voice to speak. Your juices are drenching my fingers. I'm stroking them faster inside of you. I'm going to take my hand off your breasts and slide it out from underneath your t-shirt. Oh my god. Fuck. I slide my fingers out of your pussy and I take that tee in my hand and I start to pull it up your body. You raise your arms up over your head so I can pull it all the way. And then I'm raising you a little further up on your knees and I'm working those sweats and those panties down over your hips. Down over that, that sexy ass of yours. Pushing them down to your knees. Oh. I run my hands over your bare ass, squeezing it. Fuck. You've got such a nice ass. And my fingers are gliding up the bare skin of your back. I wrap my hand around that ponytail and I give it a little tug. Slut for me. Be a good little slut for me. Get down on your hands and knees and push that little ass up in the air. Yeah. That's what I want. And you fall forward, dropping down onto your hands and your knees stretching as far apart as those sweats will allow. You arch your back a little bit. You push that ass up in the air. You can feel the rough denim of my jeans rubbing against your bare ass on the back of your thighs. And then you hear the sound of my... Oh, fuck. Sound of my buckle being undone. And fingers drawing down the zipper. And now my cock is out. Hard, thick, pre-cum leaking from the tip. Oh, fuck. I take it in my hand and I rub it over that. That wet little pussy. Oh, my God. And then I start to push the head of it inside of you. You're so fucking tight. I get just the head in, just teasing you with it. And you're moaning now. You're moaning and you're begging for more. You're begging for me to get all of that cock inside of you that you need it, that you want it, and that you'll do anything, just... Fuck you. Huh. I slide my hands over your ass and I grip your waist in one deep, hard thrust. I bury that cock inside you. Oh my God. It's so fucking wet and it's so hot. My hips are right up against your ass. Oh my God. And I start to fuck you. I start to thrust my hips and driving that cock into you. One hand sliding up that back and gripping that ponytail in my hand and tugging back on it. That's it. Arch that back for me. Arch that back for me, you little slut. Come on. Yeah, you want my cock? You want me to fuck you? Oh my God. That's it. Oh my God, that's it. Take that fucking cock. I'm gonna draw my other hand back and I smack it down on your ass. I'm stinging it with the palm of my hand as I fuck you. Harder. Faster. Oh my God. That's it. Right there. Right fucking there. That's it. Come on, baby. Come on. That's it. Take my cock. That's it. Oh my God. Oh my God, you want to come on that cock, don't you? Yeah, you want to come on that big, hard, thick fucking cock. Oh my God. Tug on your ponytail again. Like, twist your head around and look at me. And grab a hold of your jaw with my other hand. Look at me. That's it. Look at me. Look at me while you take that cock, you fucking little bitch. Oh my God. Oh my God, you're so fucking hot. Oh my God, fuck. That's it. Yeah, you wanna be my little fuck toy? Huh? Oh my God. Yes. Right there. Right there. Oh my God, right there. Look at me. Look at me while I fuck you, you dirty little whore. Oh, fuck you. Come on, come on, squeeze that little pussy on my cock. Squeeze that little pussy on my cock. Oh my God, I want you to fucking come. I want you to fucking come with me. Oh my God. Oh my God, right there. Right fucking there. Oh my God. Oh, fuck. Oh my God. Fuck. Huh. Huh. Oh my God. Huh. Huh. My cock is Oh my God, it's still throbbing, pulsing inside of you, and I slowly pull it out. I'm still holding your jaw in my hand, and I lean down and I plant a kiss on your lips. You gotta be a good girl and keep my secret, right?